10th stanza. Susanna Mio, divided girl of mine. 1. John Fitzgerald Kennedy died this afternoon at Parkland Memorial Hospital. This voice, this grieving voice, Walter Cronkite's voice in a dream. America's last gunslinger is dead. Oh, Discordia. 2. As Mia left room 1919 of the New York Plaza Park, soon to be the Regal UN Plaza, a sombre North Central project, oh, Discordia, Susanna fell into a swoon. From a swoon, she passed into a savage dream filled with savage news. 3. The next voice is that of Chet Huntley, co-anchor of the Huntley-Brinkley Report. It's also, in some way, she cannot understand, the voice of Andrew, her chauffeur. "Diem and you are dead," says that voice. "Now do slip the dogs of war, the tale of woe begins. From here the way to Jericho Hill is paved with blood and sin. Ah, Discordia, char you tree, come reap." Where am I? She looks around and sees a concrete wall packed with a jostling intaglio of names, slogans, and obscene drawings. In the middle, where anyone sitting on the bunk must see it, is this greeting. "Hello, nigger. Welcome to Oxford. Don't let the sun set on you here." The crotch of her slacks is damp. The underwear beneath is downright soaked, and she remembers why. Although the bail bondsman was notified well in advance, the cops held on to them as long as possible, cheerfully ignoring the increasing chorus of pleas for a bathroom break. No toilets in the cells, no sinks, not even a tin bucket. You didn't need to be a quiz kid on 21 to figure it out. They were supposed to piss in their pants, supposed to get in touch with their essential animal natures. And eventually she had. She, Odetta Holmes. "No," she thinks, "I am Susanna, Susanna Dean. I've been taken prisoner again, jailed again, but I am still I." She hears voices from beyond this wing of jail cells, voices which for her sum up the present. She's supposed to think they're coming from a TV out in the jail's office, she assumes, but it's got to be a trick. Or some ghoul's idea of a joke. Why else would Frank McGee be saying President Kennedy's brother, Bobby, is dead? Why would Dave Garraway from the Today Show be saying that the president's little boy is dead, that John John has been killed in a plane crash? What sort of awful lie is that to hear as you sit in a stinking southern jail with your wet underpants clinging to your crotch? Why is Buffalo Bob Smith of the Howdy Doody Show yelling, "Cowabunga, kids, Martin Luther King is dead"? And the kids all screaming back, "Kamala, come yay, we love the things you say, only good niggers a dead nigger, so kill a coon today." The bail bondsman will be here soon. That's what she needs to hold on to. That. She goes to the bars and grips them. Yes, this is Oxford town, all right. Oxford all over again. Two men dead by the light of the moon. Somebody better investigate soon. But she's going to get out, and she'll fly away. Fly away, fly away home, and not long after that there will be an entirely new world to explore, with a new person to love and a new person to be. Kamala, come, come, the journey's just begun. Oh, but that's a lie. The journey is almost over. Her heart knows this. Down the hall a door opens, and footsteps come clicking toward her. She looks in that direction, eagerly, hoping for the bondsman or a deputy with a ring of keys, but instead, it's a black woman in a pair of stolen shoes. It's her old self. It's Odetta Holmes. Didn't go to Morehouse, but did go to Columbia. And to all those coffee houses down in the village, and to the castle on the abyss, that house too.